Hey, some big news this week, Legend.
Yeah, you tell me.
There's big news. Big news this week is that Sports Fantasy Pro has a massive $12,000 up for grabs. $12,000.
$12K.
Can you imagine how many hot chips that could buy?
Well, not only that. That's been bail money twice for me, $12K.
You could buy 12,000 $1 chips from KFC for that. A massive $12,000 up for grabs this week with Sports Fantasy Pro, Australia's biggest ever cash prize pool for a single round of NRL fantasy footy. It'll change the way you do fantasy footy. I noticed you signed up the other day.
Yes, I did.
And have you got your team in?
Not yet.
Well, you think long and hard, because this week, $12,000 up for grabs. Go to sportsfantasypro.com now to win your share of the $12,000 cash. Sports Fantasy Pro, your team,
your game.
Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, the Aussies draw level in England. The Swans pipped in the AFL. And a little bit of news out of South Africa in surfing. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. You can get us on Twitter at @FCTTB_podcast, myself at Late Mailman, and also former legend at @former_legend on Twitter. Before I get to this numpty to my left, though, well, I've noticed this week's episode of Full Credit to the Boys is brought to you by Sports Fantasy Pro's $12,000 NRL Round 20 prize pool. That's right, $12,000. Head to sportsfantasypro.com. Former legend, hello.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm going all right. It's exciting stuff with the first sponsor for our show.
Yes, yeah, welcome and thank you very much to the good people at sportsfantasypro.com. But before we crack into everything else that's going on, we like to do a little bit of Crime Watch on our show, don't we?
Absolutely.
So, Clive, roll the music. Hoodie, it's some great news this week in our missing persons section of Crime Watch.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah. After six St. George losses in a row, it seems like authorities are getting closer to locating the oust 100.
Oh, they've been missing, haven't they?
Now, hopes held for the health and well-being of these guys, because you know why? It's only one or two more losses before they're going to be required again up on the hill at Cogra with their sign. So, the oust 100, please raise your hands and barricade the Leagues Club yet again.
All right, let's do the news. All right, the NRL results.
You would have thought with a sponsor we could get a new news theme.
Not yet. In time, my friend, in time. The NRL results from the Heritage Round 19. Yeah, I feel like that was a bit of a token thing as far as...
What? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
Every round seems to have a...
Why did every second team only have a Heritage?
Yeah, like Manly and the Cowboys, like their rivalry going back 20-odd years.
Yeah.
With no real games of note in there.
But even the ones with... Even the games without any sort of significance, I thought everyone was going to wear a Heritage jersey. What happened to that?
Oh, I don't know. I think we're doing the superhero suit as well, aren't we? They wore
socks.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I just don't understand it. If anyone can explain it to us, of course, you can find us on Twitter @LateMailman @former_legend. Anyway, in results, Bulldogs 28 crushed the Eels 4. It was a tough night for Parra, who played with 12 players on the field for most of the night. Did someone get sent off?
No, Chris Sandow.
Oh.
He was standing there, sure. But
that old guy.
You know.
You know what? I didn't actually see the game, but I saw Twitter and it was Chris Sandow was genuinely trending.
Yeah.
As he was this afternoon as well, by the way.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because of his two-week suspension for shoulder charge.
Can I just suggest to you, I was watching that game and suggested to a few boys at the pub, he was trying to get sent off. Or at least get suspended, I'm sure.
Well, he did it. He got two weeks.
He got 2 weeks. But he shoulder charged. And the one that he got pinched for, he did get a couple others before that as well. That one or two missed and one or two sort of didn't come under the spotlight as much until he got hold of Brett Morris's ear roll.
Well, we're going to get further into the Chris Sandow thing a little further on in substitute. So we'll move right on for now. The Storm demolished Penrith 52-10. In the #Cam300 game, which is a lot better than #RiseForCameron.
Yes.
Showing the Storm's one injury, Billy Slater, is no match for the Panthers' 47 injuries. I feel bad for the Panthers. You know, I was watching the Cowboys go around last night, and we'll get to that in a sec. But I was thinking about how they're your tip for the premiership and how I kind of wanted to tip them, but I thought we can't tip the same thing. So I went for the Panthers, thinking they were a pretty genuine chance as well. Worst decision ever.
Yes. I'll tell you what, they've got some quality out, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely.
When you look at them, Moylan, Seguiaro, I can go on.
John Cartwright. John Cartwright's not playing for
John him either. Cartwright. You know? Be a big comeback if he gets
Simmons back to
the field.
Hasn't played for him for ages either. It's just... tough days for the Panthers. Canberra, they proved they're no Mick Fanning. They got rolled by the Sharks, 21-20. That's one of your best, Clive. That is one of your best. The Knights beat an absolutely insipid Titans, 30-2. The Titans, there's no way of saying it. They're terrible at the moment.
You know what? I'm glad you said that because I don't remember a team going as bad as they seem to be travelling on the field for probably the last 10 years. They were shocking. Shocking.
I had a flick through that game today. I didn't spend too much time on it. But did you see the game?
Yeah, I did.
Did Greg Bird do anything?
To be fair, and not a massive fan of Birds, yeah, he did, if I'm being fair.
Okay.
He tried as hard as some bloke who was getting wiped by 28 points could have.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. I noticed that their ball handling was pretty terrible.
Shocking.
They made more ball handling errors, in fact, than the number of people at their usual home crowd they get. That could be anywhere from 5 to 9,000.
Yeah, so pretty clean.
Which I think was 9,000 was the score with the crowd with Manly last week. But bullshit.
Yeah.
So that was the Knights Titans. The Rabbitohs beat the Dragons 24-8 in the We Were Big in the 60s Cup at the SCG. It was nice to see it at the SCG, but terrible ground to watch a game of footy live.
I agree. You know what? I've watched.
As emotional as it is and how lovely it looks. You're so far from the field.
Yeah, I've watched a couple of games there. The last time I went and
watched
a game...
They refer to that as the ANZ affliction.
Did they?
Yeah. No, I just called it that, yeah.
The last time I watched a game of rugby league there, they still had the pylons you had to try and get around as they were running.
That's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about those.
Yeah.
The obstructed view seats. That's right. The Roosters handed the Warriors a duck egg. Or is that a Kiwi egg? Yeah, nice very one good, there, very Clive. Good, very good. 24-0. Sean Johnson, enigma?
I'll go as far to say this. No Sean Johnson, no Warriors.
Yeah.
Though, there's another thing. Sam Tompkins. Is he the greatest myth in history?
Oh, I don't know. Anthony Watmo's done pretty well.
Yeah.
And he's out for the season now as well.
Is he?
Will
we notice?
Now, one thing on the Roosters. Do you think Blake Ferguson is almost at his redemption?
No.
Is he nearly at his... Yes, no, I know. No. I agree. Okay, what about his media redemption? His redemption.
He's got the usual...
I think he was redeemed the moment he scored his first try for the Roosters.
He's got the usual sycophants and suckholes backing him.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, Danny Widler, who are always the first one to jump on the downtrodden path and, you know, won't be long now and we'll hear... how wronged Sean Kennedy-Dowd's been. And
yeah, I don't even want to speak about that Sean Kennedy-Dowd one at the moment.
I'm happy not to.
Manly entered the realms of still a mathematical chance after getting belted by the Cowboys 30-12. To me, that's the quickest way to repel some fans, to say still a mathematical chance.
I tweeted that earlier in the week. Can I just tell you the success story out of that game?
What's that?
Former legend gave Manly 10.5 start at $3.60. Thank you
nice.
Very much.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
Did you actually get on it though?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, good.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I thought you were just like throwing it out. Like,
I got on either sportsbet.com, CrownBet, YouBet, or
HorseBet.
William Hill. Whichever one tweets in first with a sponsorship.
Definitely
package.
Not TomWaterhouse.com though.
No.
Our second item tonight, the Australian cricketers restored order in the universe.
Is this car coming in?
Back it up, champion. An absolute demolition of England in the second Ashes test. That was inside 4 days. It was exciting. It was exciting to see Australia just turn it around so quickly. Because, I mean, 2013 Ashes, this wasn't happening. This was the thing.
It was like when you see a boxing match and the bloke you like is just thumping the shit out of a bloke and you think, I hope this doesn't end.
Mm.
That's what this was like.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, you know, I agree.
I didn't want it to end.
I agree.
I hope they were at 9 for 103 for about another, 4 or 5 hours.
Have you seen some of those stats that have come out from Steve Smith since this test match?
Mm.
I mean, I'll just tell you a couple of them off the top of my head.
Sure.
First Aussie to score a double century at Lord's since 1938. Mm. First Aussie double century overseas in 9 years.
Okay.
And that's not to mention the personal...
Shane Watson, was he the last one?
I couldn't even tell you.
This is awkward.
Yeah. And a few other ones that place him in the top three at this point in his career in all of Test cricket ever.
Mm.
Behind Don Bradman and a guy called Weeks from the West Indies.
It's a shame his technique's so shaky, Hoodie.
It's so shaky.
Yeah.
But like he steps outside off stump to clip something off middle stump.
Yeah.
For four. It's...
Yeah, Graham Swan labelled him shaky.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a bit
good
of a...
Good judge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he is hurling rocks in that glass house of his.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
well done, Swan.
So what did he get in the...
215 in the first innings and failed in the second innings, unfortunately, with 58.
58.
Yeah.
That's about as many point turners that bloke outside just tried to get that car in. Turn around, you idiot.
The England press insulted Bangladesh, in fact. It got that dire. They insulted Bangladesh. They said the England top order is worse than Bangladesh's. We'll get to that, actually, in my tweets of the week a little later on.
Bangladesh will be thinking, hang on. What do we do to deserve to be named into this?
Don't bring us into this. Please. So it was a 405 run victory in the end after bowling the Poms out for 103 in the second innings. That's disgraceful.
That's poetry.
Steve Smith scored more in the scored more than twice that in the first innings himself.
I loved how when we were batting, it was a road. When they batted, it was, it's starting to play up.
Yeah.
Then we batted again, it was a road again.
I'll tell you what.
That's the first time I've seen a pitch return back to a road.
The amount of movement that England had with the new ball early on day one, they should have done more with that.
That's what I thought. My TV was playing up because even Anderson was moving them.
In the AFL results, the Swans were very unlucky to be beaten by Hawthorn by 15 goals. Oh, I should have read that one through. They weren't. They were pumped, Clive. They were pumped.
15. Maybe they were unlucky not to be beaten by 40.
It was 89 points in the end.
Mm.
And the Giants now hold the New Kids on the Block Cup.
Well done.
Beating the Suns by 15 points. That's what they've been doing step by step for the last few years. Stop that now.
Gonna get to you good.
Sorry. You done? In the British Open Golf, Zach Johnson won a three-way, four-hole playoff.
I love a good three-way.
To decide the... Didn't we discuss last week we weren't that kind of podcast? If you're going to crack yourself up, you might want to let the listeners know by holding the microphone near your mouth.
He
took home the claret jug at the home of golf in St Andrews from Aussie Mark Leishman.
Not the three I wanted to watch, if I'm honest.
And Louis Oosthuizen.
Bless you.
You know, I went to St Andrews in 2005 and I had a friend who did the bookings for St Andrews Old Course.
Clive, can you pick up those names he just dropped?
No, I didn't name any. I could have walked on to St Andrews and had a round of 18 at the Old Course and I didn't because I just didn't feel like it that day. Talk about regrets.
God damn.
Yeah, you don't even know me anymore.
Cocaine's a great drug.
Substitute time. This is where we get a current sporting story. We leave a blank at the end of the sentence. We fill it in with something witty and humorous and, well, I mean, sometimes. Most of the time, it's just...
It's pretty miss.
Close it.
Rocks and diamonds. Chris and Ninu.
Our first one, tennis. Bernard Tomic arrested in Miami is proof that blank.
You go first.
Well, I was going to say... you don't need a long neck to be a goose. But his neck is really quite long.
Isn't it?
Now that I say that.
Did you see his mugshot?
I think he could rival Daly. It was all neck and then a little bit of head at the top of it.
Did you see his mugshot?
I did. That's right. Yeah, because that's what I'm picturing when I say it.
Okay, so with that in mind, Bernard Tomic.
It didn't help he wasn't wearing a shirt.
Bernard Tomic, arrested in Miami, is proof that in America, the prime suspect is always the dude without a shirt on.
Yeah, classic.
I've watched Cops.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Classic.
Yeah.
Australia narrowly beat Kazakhstan 3-2 in the Davis Cup. This outcome, blank.
I'll go first.
All right.
This outcome.
Wow, always very nice.
Very nice. I can't do a Borat. I won't even try. I said Australia narrowly beat Kazakhstan 3-2 in the Davis Cup. This outcome does nothing for Nick Kyrgios. I mean, that's pointing out the bloody obvious.
He got sat down.
He did. Hmm. So they brought Groth in for him.
Against Kazakhstan.
Groth. Groth. Groth.
Groth.
Groth. and Hewitt subbed in for Kokkinakis.
I love that name.
Yeah, it's it's controversial. But how good Hewitt just rolling in and going, yeah, I can do that. Five sets. Was it five or four? Anyway, it was a heroic one by Hewitt again.
Kokkinakis. Yeah. Speaking of a three-way.
Chris Sandow on Friday night played like blank.
Chris Sandow on Friday played like a busted ass, and that's not a scoop. However, I will say he also played like a bloke who definitely wasn't going to play this week.
Yeah, well, I said something like that. I said Chris Sandow on Friday night played like he never wants to play rugby league again.
Either through suspension or just form.
I had something really clever to say about this when we were talking about Sandow earlier in the news. I should have probably just said it then. But yeah, he's got 2 weeks out of the game now.
Mm.
He's got 2 weeks out of the game. Do you reckon that apparently the English Super League like transfer window closes at the end of this week?
That's correct.
Do you reckon the Parramatta Eels are just going to royally fuck him and just and do this, you know, stuffing about which we're hearing about at the moment until Saturday morning and then go, oh, by the way, mate, you're fired. And he won't be able to go to the Warrington Wolves till next season.
Can I just tell you what I reckon? I reckon even if the Parramatta club were trying to do the right thing by him, they'd still royally fuck it accidentally and put him on the wrong date.
That's true.
That's a club that can do that.
Yeah.
Well, no, we'll let you go, Chris. We'll let you go. The 30th, wasn't it?
So they do it. They do it not to spite him, but they do it by accident and accidentally spite the hell out of him.
Oh, no. Not again.
That's good. Number four, the Wallabies knocked off the Springboks with a miracle try. This is blank.
This is promising signs that we might run second in the World Cup.
I just wrote, this is boring. Let's move on to number five. Aussie surfer Mick Fanning punched by a shark. No,
he punched a shark.
He did punch a shark. Aussie surfer Mick Fanning punched. Good typo, by the way, Clive. It kind of changed the story completely on itself. Aussie surfer Mick Fanning punched a shark in Jay Bay. That's Jeffrey's Bay in South Africa, of course. This shows blank.
This shows he's ready to move up a weight division and maybe take on a 5 meter shark next time.
Jesus. Yeah, it was 3 to 4, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just one of those little fish, really.
A pup.
I said Mick Fanning punched a shark in Jay Bay. This shows he clearly had no idea what was happening. How is he punched a shark even a sentence? How, like, seriously, fair dinkum. Outside of like Happy Days, had Fonzie like crashed his motorbike and actually landed in with the shark.
Mm.
How is this even a thing that a human punches a shark?
Can I tell you, in years to come,
yeah.
And if no one knows Mick Fanning at a bar one day,
yeah.
And people are sitting around telling their greatest war stories.
Yeah.
I think Mick will be sitting there, beer in hand, slowly sipping, wait until everyone tells their story, and he'll go, punch the shark one day.
Yep. The end.
That's it.
The end.
And they'll go, and I'll get that bloke a beer.
I'll have all the alcohol. I will have every one of the beers. Hell of a lot of news in rugby league this week, legend.
What's the biggest?
The biggest of all.
Sean Kenny Dowd?
No, and not Chris Sandow either. The biggest news for rugby league this week is that fantasy footy has just gone up to a whole new level. Whole new level. Sports Fantasy Pro has a massive $12,000 up for grabs. Australia's biggest ever cash prize pool for a single round of NRL fantasy footy. It's great. They're new. Sports Fantasy Pro with $12,000 up for grabs. You can play over the whole round, over one day, or even a single game, which is good because these fantasy comps, they can be tough. They can be tough to crack. And so you can do it over a whole round, one day, or even a single game. Just select your fantasy team and watch them rack up fantasy points on the live leaderboard.
Go to sportsfantasypro.com now to win your share of the $12,000 cash. Sports Fantasy Pro, your team,
your game. Top five time here on Full Credit to the Boys. Once again, you can tweet us at any time at @FCTTB_podcast, @former_legend, or if you want some really witty conversation, @LateMailman. Top five is what we do. We've got this this ratty old chocolate wheel. No, we'll just keep on going.
That was a kick in the guts
the way through. We've got this ratty old chocolate wheel that I found on the council cleanup. I tried to put it on eBay. Apparently, no one wants a piece of shit chocolate wheel. So we brought it in here, and it's part of the show now. So we spin the wheel, and it's got a bunch of top five subjects on there, like NRL myths, media. What was it again?
Duds.
I can't read it. Duds.
Duds.
I thought it said dubs. And dyslexia.
Clive.
And a whole bunch of other ones. I think I counted 18 last week when we spun it. So this week, we're going to spin it again. So you ready? Let's go.
What are you hoping for?
I don't know. Oop, Buds is going in, which is good because I'm out. Mm. I miss.
Here we go.
Women in sport?
Oh.
Journos?
Oh.
Interesting. Top five NRL commentators.
Oh.
Top five NRL commentators.
Hmm.
I assume that we can go across radio and television as we...
Well...
As, I mean, they are NRL commentators, aren't they?
Yeah.
I doubt we're going to include the ones that type the live updates on the web. No.
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 No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, it might be a measure of how everyone else is travelling if we chuck one of them in.
Yeah. We won't, though.
Let me go.
Okay, top five. Number five.
Okay, I'm going to toss one. And I don't reckon anyone would have thought of this one straight up.
Okay.
Dan Ganane.
From Triple M.
Yes. The hardest working man in radio.
Yeah.
Maybe outside of Jimmy Smith.
Yeah. And formerly Joel Cain.
And Jimmy Hooper.
Yeah.
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 Jimmy Cain. Joel Cain. Paul whatever.
Kent. Paul Kent.
He's
getting around.
He gets around a bit.
Dan Ganane, he's calling probably at least two or three games a weekend.
Yeah.
Not to mention his rush hour stuff.
And I'm going to be honest, when Triple M first took over took some of the rugby league, I was rapt.
Yeah.
Because the AM stations were kind of killing me a little bit.
Yeah.
They haven't
exactly reinvented themselves over the past.
Nah. I mean, I don't want to dwell on the negatives. So what I'll say is I really like the way Dan calls the footy.
Yep.
And I actually think I've heard a couple of games a couple of weeks ago for the first ones he did. I actually think he's quietly improved.
That's good.
Yeah.
Speaking of my old mate, it might be a bit of bias, but I put Joel Cain in at number four.
Goes good.
He's doing a game regularly for Fox, generally a Saturday afternoon game.
Mm.
And you know a story, I don't know if I've told on this podcast before, but a story he told me once, and I don't know how classified it is, but why he became a rugby league player.
Yes.
So as a kid, all he wanted to do was be a sports commentator, be a footy commentator. And he looked around at all the footy commentators and he thought, how the hell do I do that? And he goes, play the game and then call the game.
Right.
So he went off and became a professional rugby league player to become a commentator.
Thank the Lord he didn't want to be a boxing commentator then.
Yeah.
He would have had to have the shit flogged at him before he felt he was justified.
How do you graduate to something you need to use your brain for after boxing? No, but I think Sugar's doing a cracking job on Fox Sports. As much as I used to give him shit for being late, he was late, by the
now,
way, all the time.
While I think of it, the rumours are that Channel 10 will bid for another, will get a game.
Not rumours if you listen to Roy Masters.
Roy Masters are usually on the money.
Yeah.
Now,
you read that article the other
day? Yes, and what I'll say is that one or two things is happening there. Roy is actually on the money, which quite often he is.
Yeah.
Or he's been leaked that story for a reason.
Yeah.
And because of his credibility everyone's going to jump up.
Well, yeah. Or it could be completely spot on at this point in time, but change over the
next
door. And
it might force the market.
See, the whole thing used to be that Nine and Fox had the last right of reply because they were the current incumbent holders, and they just, whatever it was, they just go plus one,
yep.
plus one, plus one,
plus one.
And it got to a point where 10 and 7 and I think
wouldn't bother.
Channel 31 just could not rival it anymore.
Shame. Tell them Channel 31 was a bit of a sleeper.
Yeah, imagine it. Yeah, two cameras only. But I'd really love to see, on a selfish note, I'd love to see Channel 10 get a game or two because...
Is that because you could possibly slip back into Channel 10?
Well, even if I didn't, I would like the game plan to return because I think it's a cracking rugby league show.
Mm.
Even if I wasn't a part of it, I would not, I could not care less. But there you go. Number three, take it away.
Warren Smith.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thunderbirds are go.
Yeah. I think Warren's been probably one of the top three callers for the last 10 years.
You know, the only objection I have with Warren?
Tell me.
Insert team will play from in front tonight.
You don't know about Warren Smith, just quietly.
It's not hard.
Yeah. And I think too...
it is all happening here.
Well, do this quote for me then, because I love this quote.
Okay.
You can take me now, I have seen it all.
You can take me now, I've seen it all.
So
it only takes about three Monday night games to learn that.
Nails footy. And what I will say too is I think the fact that he works with Brandy every week is quite an asset.
Yeah.
So I think Brandy's quite a good...
They've got a good synergy together, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Number two, I've gone a little bit selfish again, and I've gone to the AM dial, I'm afraid.
I thought you would.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who do you think it might be?
Andrew Moore.
Andrew Moore, formerly of 2GB, now of ABC Grandstand. Yeah. I like that he's made the move to ABC Grandstand.
And if you look further back in his Wikipedia page, formerly of Game Plan, Channel 10.
If you look even further, he used to follow the Aussie cricket team around and be one of the resident journos.
Is that right?
Yeah, and he was hell good at it as well, as the kids would say. But I think Moore is a cracking caller.
He is.
And not just that, he's an excellent bloke, very, very intelligent bloke. And if you give any sort of inkling that that you're interested in what he's doing, or if you ask for him for some advice, he'll sit you down and he'll talk to you and he'll give you the advice that you want. And he's a fantastic bloke. So if you hear anything else, whoever is telling you it is a fucking liar.
Okay, number one, we're going to toss the coin.
Okay. We'll do the bat again. The Grey Nichols Diner Drive, or do you actually want to do a coin?
I smell a rat because I've won every one of these.
Let's see if you win this one.
Okay. Hills.
And a valley it is.
Yeah.
I'll take that one.
Bang.
And number one caller.
Mm.
Drum roll. I nearly mentioned this guy as you were talking about Warren Smith.
Drum roll.
Yeah.
Mm.
Andrew Voss, Fox Sports, number one rugby league caller.
I'm glad you said that.
I think he rarely makes a mistake. If he does make a mistake, you don't notice it.
Mm.
He's got his shit together.
Mm.
He's sharp. And he's researched, and all that shows with everything that he does.
Can I tell you one thing I love about Vossi that with some callers, I don't think you can actually say the same about?
Yeah.
I know that Andrew Voss loves rugby league.
Yeah.
And lives and breathes it.
Yeah.
Whereas there are others that it's either their second gig or they've done it for a million years, and so it feels like they might be taking the gig for granted a little bit.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like Vossi prepares.
Absolutely.
And I think he's got a pretty good sense of humour. And even though some in the media have tried to end him and his career,
yeah,
I'll say Andrew Voss is number one for me as well, which there's a notable omission there, and I'll say the king is dead. Long live the king.
Yeah. Yeah. Ray Warren, of course.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, obviously.
Not Ray Hadley.
No. I'll tell you, there's one guy that I do think was unlucky not to make it just as a smoky.
Yeah.
Is a guy by the name of Matt Thompson, I believe.
Yeah, he's been the understudy.
I don't think Channel 9 use him enough. Yeah. I really don't. I think he's quite a good caller.
Will Andrew Voss, will he be the number one caller in the game when Rabs hangs up the microphone?
As in, will he be calling for Channel 9?
Will he be considered the voice of rugby league?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's on the EA Sports game.
Yeah. True. That's not ET's rugby league, is it?
No. And there's apparently today there was announced there was a new one coming out, so.
Well, that's exciting if you like games. Fortunately, I do not.
Oh.
The NRL Round 19 preview. Something different here on Full Credit to the Boys, brought to you by sportsfantasypro.com, brand new sponsor of the show, and we'd love you to get involved. $12,000 up for grabs. $12,000.
Register. Play against me.
Sportsfantasypro.com.
Are you
on
there?
Get on there. Yeah, absolutely I am.
Okay.
I got on back in Origin days.
Okay.
And I fell, considerably short.
Did you?
Because I didn't do my research enough.
Okay.
But you can find out all you need to know at sportsfantasypro.com. This Friday, the Broncos, heavy favourites versus the Titans in the Little Brother Cup.
Nice, Clive.
Oh, bless.
That's very good, Clive.
Bless. It's like, you know, the NRL can give their rounds names. We can call these games what we want as well. They have about the same meaning. What do you reckon, the Broncos and the Titans?
I think the Broncos are the greatest specials this year.
Is it?
And are they also the shortest that a team's been this year? $1.15.
It'd be pretty close. Yeah. Is it offensive to say the Broncos will win in a canter? That was Clive. Clive wrote that
one.
Oh,
wow.
You take him down to Chinatown.
Oh, dad jokes.
The other game on Friday night, the Tigers.
How many laps will that horse do around ANZ Stadium?
Does it still do it?
Yeah. Buck.
Around Suncorp, you mean?
Yeah.
ANZ Stadium. They haven't played there for 20 years.
Yeah.
It turned an ankle, didn't it? Or it fell or something.
No, it slid out and nearly fell into the crowd or something earlier in the year.
That's got to be an OHS disaster. How many laps will it do? 13.
Can I tell you, if the Knights can put 30 on the Titans last week,
yeah.
If Brisbane are fair dinkum, they'll put 50 or 60 on them.
Okay, so here's a question then as well. How many Titans players are you going to have in your Sports Fantasy Pro team? Cool. Okay. Tigers versus Roosters also on Friday night. Another lopsided game as far as the odds are concerned. Tigers are between $4 and $5 outsiders, depending on where you go. And the Roosters pretty close to even money.
Clive has written on my sheet here.
Yeah.
The Tigers should kick off now to give themselves a chance.
Yeah.
Clive.
Bless them. Bless them.
Clive.
They try to do one of the Pat Richards loopy kickoffs and still not get the ball back.
I'll smash you. I will smash you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The old Tigers thing. That's right. So, anyway, Roosters by a million.
Yeah. Ah, well.
Okay, 10,000. Saturday, the Warriors versus Manly. Which Warriors team's going to show up? Or, for that matter, which Manly team's going to show up?
Well, I believe the... it's $1.62, so versus $2.20.
Yeah.
Warriors are $1.62. Obviously, they're
playing at home. If you look at my tipping and you go by the odds, it doesn't necessarily work that way.
So, unders and overs are set at 39.5 for this game. And in brackets, that's the amount of times Matt Eye calls for the trainer.
Yeah. He got a bit of flack last night. A lot of people were saying he's maybe passed it. And I was like, after one game? Really?
If he's passed it, that hit a couple of weeks ago on Tyrrell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not bad for a pensioner then. I think Warriors will win, but I don't think by too many.
Yeah, I reckon
they'll find some way to almost self-implode.
If it depends which Sean Johnson turns up. If good Sean Johnson turns up, they'll win and win comfortably. If bad Sean Johnson turns up or doesn't turn up, it'll be very close. Although no Dave Cleary-Evans, is that right?
If you believe it, he may have a pec injury. So if it is...
Isn't there a rule you don't ask questions you don't know the answer to?
Well, yeah, but...
Sorry.
No. Look, he went off at, I think he struggled to half-time after injuring himself in the... I think it was the 35th minute in Monday night footy. Mm-hmm. And, you could see he grabbed his pec.
Mm.
Everyone's ripping pecs these days.
Mm.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to say no, he won't play.
The last pec I grabbed was at Porky's.
All right. Yeah. All right. We move on. The Storm and the Dragons.
Could have used that $12,000 from Sports Fantasy Pro that night.
Yeah. This could be a good game, Storm Dragons. $1.42 favourites, Storm Dragons, $2.75. What do you reckon?
Dragons aiming for their own magnificent seven, Clive's written.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Seven in a row.
I think the Storm are going to shit at home.
Yeah.
I don't think this is the most lopsided game of the weekend, but I think that they will run roughshod on the Dragons.
Mm.
They hit form last weekend.
Mm.
The Storm aren't the sort of team who cough and splutter after hitting form.
Dragons have just hit a wall, haven't they? They've got a lot of players back after last week, but it didn't seem to make too much of a difference, if we're fair.
The Rabbitohs $1.24 and the Knights $3.80.
Clive's written here, the battle of two teams who can't wait for the semis to begin.
Yeah.
Obviously the Knights, because they'll be on holidays.
Yeah, Mad Monday.
Yeah.
Happy days. The Rabbitohs, I reckon they're going to be, they're absolutely going to contest the title, but at the moment I'm just not quite seeing that clinical team that won the premiership last year.
I've got a long-range
multi. Despite their win on the weekend.
I've got a long-range multi and Rabbitohs, dear God. The Rabbitohs have to win the comp for me to win, and I'm starting to really regret that. I don't see the punch that Burgess and Teo used to bring into that team.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think George Burgess is a shadow of his brother.
No.
And that's what they needed. They needed another one.
George Burgess, he runs forward really well, but Sam had that and more. Rabbitohs for mine, and they're really missing Teo, as you said. On Sunday, the Panthers versus the Raiders. Do you reckon Phil Gould and Ricky Stewart will come face to face? I reckon they've buried the hatchet, but you can't tell me that there's not a little bit of...
I don't know, but I'll give you a little stat.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll give you a little stat. The Panthers have missed 90 tackles in 2 weeks.
Okay.
90.
Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah. That's like having two Crescendos on your team.
And then Clive's written, that's nearly as many press conferences as Ricky has missed in his career.
Yeah. Or walked out of.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, a few people might not know that there was a bit of a slanging back and forth about 5 or 6 years ago, was it, between Gould and Stewart?
2008, I believe.
2008 was. Okay, there you go, 7 years. Things were said and open letters were penned and all that sort of stuff. Do you remember what was said from Gus Gould to Ricky Stewart?
From what I remember...
Do you want to try to paraphrase it? Because I've got the quote here.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think there was a couple of beauties, but one of them was that Ricky is one of the most ungrateful people he's ever met.
Okay.
But I believe another one was... Now, let me get this right. Nah, you do it. You tell me.
Even if I were motivated to coach, you'd be the last person I'd help. Ouch. To be honest, Ricky, you are the most pig-headed and ungrateful person I've met in football. I discontinued my association with you 4 years ago because I could no longer tolerate your petulance. How do you come back from that?
Well,
how does a relationship come back from that?
Whisper is, now you'll love this.
Yeah.
Here's a little inside scoop that not many people would know.
Okay.
Whisper is that Phil Gould was one of the ones telling Parramatta to sign Ricky.
Yeah, okay.
Now, is that a get square or is that...
Oh, God. To who?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I reckon the Panthers are going to get home. Although the Raiders have shown some good stuff.
I've backed the Raiders.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Mate, if they're $2 as opposed to Panthers $1.77, I'd get on that. Yeah, but as far as tipping goes, I'm going Panthers.
Next game is controversial.
The Bulldogs, $1.35 favourites over the Sharks, $3 in the... the back to the Cronulla Riots game.
Oh, that's good.
Bulldogs all the way for me.
Yeah.
Oh, the Sharks.
It's at Belmore, isn't it?
It is. Okay. Yeah, it says back to Cronulla Riots. There should be an asterisk saying back to Belmore game.
Is that where the player words
Sunday
is?
Afternoon at Belmore will be delightful.
Yeah, Bulldogs. Easy.
All right, and Monday game. Cowboys $1.17 versus the Eels $4.60. Who are strengthened?
$46 you can get with me.
Yeah, the Eels they're strengthened their 17 this week by the omission of Chris Sando.
Nice one.
Because of suspension. Yeah,
very clever.
Yeah, now
Cowboys
listen,
the greatest bet.
Now listen, Cowboys absolutely put the fridge on them. Yeah. That's what Andrew John says. I don't know why. Yeah, put Mum's fridge on it. Can I ask you, with Sports Fantasy Pro, they've got this $12,000 up for grabs this weekend. Yes. You can find out more at sportsfantasypro.com. You can play over the whole round, over one day, or even a single game. Can I ask you what your single game would be if you got on Sports Fantasy Pro for one of these games this weekend?
My single game would definitely be the Broncos and Titans.
Broncos and Titans. Easy. I like it. Yeah. I'm thinking the Bulldog Sharks. I think they're going to put a big score on there, and I'd be getting on a hell of a lot of those Bulldogs players. Maybe Paul Gallen as well.
Here's my little tip for you.
Yes.
Only four teams could win the comp.
Okay.
Would you like to guess who they
are? Oh, Cowboys, Broncos, Roosters, Souths.
No.
Okay.
Cowboys, Broncos, Roosters, Dogs.
Okay.
I don't think Souths can do it. I really don't. Statistics say that you don't win two in a row.
The Bulldogs love losing a grand final.
Yeah.
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 You don't think Rabbitohs can do two in a row?
No,
I reckon they've got the best chance of late. But yeah, I don't know. So there you go. Sportsfantasypro.com. The NRL Round 20 preview. Did I say Round 19 before? I think I did. The NRL Round 20 preview brought to you by sportsfantasypro.com. Get on there. $12,000 up for grabs. Twitter challenge time. Now, this is a little bit of a twist on it this week. Normally, I tweet Shane Warne trying to get a reply and a follow. Former legend tweets at Sally_Fitz, otherwise known as Sally Fitzgibbons, tries to get a reply and a follow from her as well. This week we flipped the table somewhat. I sent a text message to former legend. He sent one to me. We copied and pasted them.
I sent a cock shot.
into Twitter. And we basically tweeted for each other this week. So what happened? Do I read yours then?
Well, no, I'll read my tweet that you wrote for me. So,
God, I'm confused.
So you wrote...
You just say something.
Just stick with me.
Okay.
Hey, it's Sally Fitz. As brave as Big Mick is, how crap is that shark? You had one job, Jaws. One job. Hashtag fail. Hashtag seen deadlier goldfish. Now, I liked that.
Yeah.
That was good. And it got retweet and 7 favourites.
Oh, yeah.
And duck eggs from Sally.
Yeah.
Which, for the first week in ever in this whole competition... I wasn't that disappointed about it, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Do you think she might have been a bit offended?
I thought that, and I think maybe you might have set me back in future weeks by jumping on the shark side.
Oh, no, I mean offended because there was no sponsorship or anything.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true too. Shark repellent, shark rid or something.
Yeah. So let's see. My one that you decided upon this week.
Yes, I wrote for you.
Hi, at Shane Warne, with the great... at KP24 sitting in the stands. That's Kevin Peterson, of course. with the great Kevin Peterson standing in the stands, sitting in the stands, is that living proof that there's echoes between the ECB cricket's ears? Hashtag Ashes.
Now, I'll tell you my thoughts behind that. Yeah. I thought maybe he would comment on it to stick up for his mate and to also get a boot in to the ECB.
Yeah.
How did I go?
2 retweets and 3 favourites.
Who retweeted?
Favourited by a former legend. Nice one. Glenn Kelly and Fat Ham. Right. As you would.
Yeah.
Retweeted by former legend. Nice one. And Glenn Kelly. So there you go. Glenn Kelly loves it.
Any new Bloody followers today? Anything?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
SK Warren.
Oh, hang on. Someone's tweeted me here earlier this afternoon and said, "You're a knob mailman."
Wow.
Oh, that's rude.
Block.
Wow. What a tool. So there, Twitter challenge. So we're gonna have to spice it up again next week. We haven't decided what we will do, but it'll be.
I've got an idea.
Okay.
This week, I'll tweet Shane Warne from my account.
Oh yeah.
And you tweet Sally Fitz from your account.
Too easy.
All right.
Too easy. I will win this.
Yeah. Well, I think you've poisoned any chance with your shark joke.
Weekly Full Credit to the Boys Awards. This is where we find something we've enjoyed on Twitter and we break it down into an amateur category and the celebrity category and we share it with you guys. So go for it this week.
I've gone back to one of my previous tweeters, at Normie Dorrell.
Yep.
Who you seem to know a little bit about.
An XFM breakfast host.
Right.
In Newcastle.
So he wrote, and I quite like this, "Forget out in the middle. I've just seen off Warnie. And now I've got to face Bing in the commentary box. Hashtag tough going."
Yeah.
And I like that.
It's tough when you get, what is it? They do 10 overs? Yeah. 5 or 10 overs or something like that. It's tough when you get stuck with someone you don't enjoy.
Hey, I haven't noticed. Do they do 3 like Channel 9 do, or they just do 2?
Well, it's Sky Sports and 9. They're sort of combined forces.
Because so it's only this year or the last year that they've decided to go with 3 Channel 9, wasn't it? Because it used to always be 2.
Used to always be 2. Bill and Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Chapels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Holding. Max Walker.
Max Walker.
Max.
Okay, what about your amateur?
My amateur this week is from... it was from Aussie Jag. Duval Down Under. Aussie Jag, he loves us. He's up there with Pole Dog and other old mate who loves to tweet us.
Yes.
Lunge Bar. Pole Dog, Lunge Bar, and Aussie Jag.
I think Aussie Jag's probably in the Hall of Fame because he was near first admitted.
He was early on. Yeah. He tweeted us both, actually, and I just jumped on this for my amateur tweet of the week. Leighton Hewitt, clearly excited about winning. You can see his tweet. I think we retweeted it, and you can also go to his Twitter account, at Aussie Jag.
Mm.
Got a photo of Leighton doing his classic
fall down
on the court with what looks like,
as
Veronica Corningstone would say, a massive erection.
Can I just chuck in a second amateur?
Yeah.
You've got me guessing how to say amateur now. Amateur. Yeah, hashtag. Mm. Non-professional tweet, at Gangsuel.
Gangsuel? Yeah.
Gangsuel. I like this too. Great to see Steve Waugh present Watto with his orange vest. Hashtag Ashes.
That's cruel. That's cool. My celebrity this week, since you just jumped in again, we'll do tit for tat.
Okay.
My celebrity this week is, funnily enough, by at KP24, Kevin Peterson.
Okay.
He tweeted this only a few hours ago, to be honest. Batting as well as ever, and the team have huge issues with top order. What a waste. Just lying on a beach. I wish I could help. He can't really do any worse, can he? Like,
really, you know? Subtle, isn't he?
Yeah.
What could he mean by that tweet?
They could do worse than have him in the team. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Your celebrity this week?
Yeah, I mean, 104 and they're already in front.
Yeah.
From Professor Dean Jones.
Dean Jones, yeah.
Who, after... Did you see Dave Warner throw his wicket away in the first innings?
Yeah, what was that? First...
Disappointing. Yeah. Very disappointing.
First morning of the test match and he's playing like a T20. Go on.
Anyway, Dino wrote, "Has anyone seen Boof's right foot? I think he might have it stuck somewhere."
That's good.
Yeah.
He's quite cheeky, the old
Very
Dean Jones,
good.
Isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought it might have been a parody at one stage.
Kind of in the Kevin Peterson mould in that he kind of sticks it to people a little bit.
Mm.
I guess he doesn't have any commentary gigs these days, does he?
Graham Swan also stuck it to a few people, including one of our followers, Tuxie, who works in Canberra.
Right.
And called him a moron, I think. And it was a bit rough on what Tuxie was just asking him a question.
Yeah, maybe he just got him at the wrong time.
Like I think it was about when he just retired
from cricket.
No, I think it was about the Steve Smith.
Yes. I also had a second celebrity, so if we're doing two this week. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Andrew Voss. Andrew Vossie. He said, if the Para Eels Chris Sandow had loading for every shoulder charge he's attempted in his career, it would amount to 4,300% on top of penalty. There you go. Nice one, Vossie. Boys sack time. This is mail and feedback from you guys. Our hashtag full credit to the chips thing. It took off a little bit, didn't it?
Got a bit of traction last
Wednesday and Thursday. So much so that I went out and kind of gorged myself on chips a little bit.
Any good?
Delicious, yeah.
Which ones?
Oh, KFC were a bit dry. Mm. Second time around, we're all right.
Extra chicken salt. It's the key.
Oporto. Yeah, but I said to you, I got taken by the little kid in the drive through was so polite. I was like, oh, this is a breath of fresh air. I just forgot. I just forgot completely. So we got some feedback. You want to go through?
Okay. So, in order of when they tweeted us, at Mitchell Poole 01, who voted for Red Rooster,
yep.
At Aussie Jag, who had pizza and chips.
Yeah. I did see that. Yeah. That's different.
Aussie Jag, diabetes is calling.
Yes.
At DPS Socket, who said KFC or sweet and sour sauce.
Controversial, I like the creativity.
Mercurial Matty V, who I believe is the GST sign man at the St. George Games.
Truly?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And he said that Oporto are rocks and diamonds, which I agree with.
Yep.
Real Matt Pope, Ruta chips, no, and if they don't get any salt on them, they're the equivalent of Joel Reddy.
So they're spectacular.
No, they're very bland and ordinary.
Oh.
Freak 09 with a PH, who said Hungry Jack's chips rank between cardboard and newspaper.
Oh, that's a bit cool.
And Couch Halfback, who, quite exotic, Nando's with peri peri sauce.
Where are Nando's? I haven't seen Nando's since about 1997. Yeah, are they still around?
Yeah, I believe so, but they're as dear as poison, aren't they?
They're in shopping centres and that, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's where they tend to reside is. They don't really have freestanding stores.
There's no drive-thrus or anything like that, is there?
Oh, well, then they've lost me.
Yeah.
Get a drive-thru in Nando's, you dickheads.
You can buy their sauce, you can buy their sauce in Woolies, I reckon.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
So, yeah, that was the bulk of our feedback this week. If you want to tweet us at any time, at @FCTTB_podcast, @former_legend. Why the underscores?
Clive set it up for me, right?
Yeah.
And he said, there you go. And I said, what's that? And he said, it's an underscore.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a form of betting on sports bet. But anyway.
I'm at late, my old man. No underscores here. It's nice and easy. Mm. We also had a few people asking who Clive is this week. So, we might talk about that in weeks to come. But for now.
Clive's our work experience kid. Jamie_B.
Two underscores.
That's right.
You're mates with you.
Yeah.
Feather.
Yeah, he's seen what I've done and he's added a bit to it.
Who is Clive?
Who is Clive, he wants to know. And he's the first one to really ask. How come no one else has asked, Woody?
No, he's pretty irrelevant. Pretty forgettable.
Look at Clive crying over there. And
There we go. If you want to tweet us at any time, @FCTTB_podcast, as I said, @LateMailman, @former_legend.
Hashtag, who is Clive?
Thank you. Thank you for joining us this week. Of course, it's full credit to the boys with thanks to Sports Fantasy Pros. $12,000 NRL Round 20 prize pool. Get on there, sportsfantasypro.com. See you next week.
See ya.